Mm, crunchy chips, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a way to start
Craving
the show.
Chips, I know, right?
Yeah.
Y vuelve el mentado y nos que viene azotando. La está botando, lo está acabando, la está matando. ¡Cha! ¡Ay, ay, ay, chiquitita!
Hold on, hold on.
Como me gusta esa niña.
Nice.
Let me take a sip of my tasty drink.
Is that an industrial-sized Diet Coke?
Yes, it is. I'm down to one Diet Coke a day now.
Nice.
So, and a lot of water.
Addict.
A lot of water. Hey, guys, it's the Carolina Cardillo Show. It's January 9th. Hold on. Let me look at my Apple Watch to see what it is.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, honey.
It's not.
January 9th. It's Thursday. Well, we were going to do a throwback, but you know what? Let's do a live show.
Hi, hello.
Oh, hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Carolina, how are you?
First of all, it's freezing down here in our basement. It's cold.
It's our studio. Basement. Jeff, how dare you call us a basement?
It's our studio. You know, it's a finished basement. It's really nice, but it's a mess right now because I have laundry everywhere.
It's our stacement, studio basement. You know how everything's Bennifer and
yeah, just like the Target, the Starbucks at Target. What do you call it?
Starbucks.
In Starbucks. Yeah.
How about Meghan and Harry leaving England? That's called Megxit, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jeff. God, there's so much turmoil. I mean, it was the news everywhere today.
You know, I have to admit, I know some people might be rolling their eyes now. So I just want to state outright that I know some people don't care about the story at all.
A lot of people said, who cares?
Right. There are people that don't care at all about the royal family. So,
I
preface talking about it with that. I understand that.
But you know who cares the most are the British people.
Yes.
They're absolutely upset that they're blaming Meghan, Jeff, for everything, that she's taken away their prince from the royal family.
You know who cares the most?
Who?
I care the most! That bitch! That Meghan bitch! How dare she!
Jeff,
Canada? What the fuck is in Canada?
Did you know that Archie didn't come back with them? Archie's still in Canada with her best friends.
Really? The kid didn't come back?
The kid did not come back.
That is like the crime of this. That might be the biggest crime of all.
Yeah, exactly. Because they knew what they were getting into.
Other than naming him Archie, which is crime number one.
I like Archie.
Who names their kid Archie in 2020?
Jeff, I'm kidding.
I don't want to pick on children's names. That's
but you know
nice.
What? So
but,
they said that they didn't mean to leak it out yesterday.
Really?
But because it said someone got hold of it and leaked it out. So that's why they put that statement out ahead of time. Because they were supposedly going to talk to the queens.
Somebody was going to rat the queen.
The queen and the family.
Somebody ratted them out, right?
So, but wow. There's two sides to the story, Jeff, okay?
A lot of sides.
They're also saying, why did they say this yesterday, the statement, when it was also Princess...
Diana?
No. William's wife. Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh, really?
So they took away all the, all the pomp and circumstance from Kate's birthday to this, all right?
What is circumstance anyhow, Carolina?
Who knows? They took all the celebration away from her. But during all this time, Jeff, you know what the queen did?
Wow.
The queen, I didn't know this. The queen tweeted out a very, very happy birthday to Kate Middleton.
I took a massive jump! And I dedicated it to Meghan Markle as
Jeff,
it was coming out.
Did you know this too, though, Jeff? That remember when the Queen gives her speech on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Did you know she was surrounded by family photos? Guess what photo was missing?
Those two, huh?
Those two.
Yeah, that girl didn't like the royal life. She got ripped apart by the British. She probably had death threats.
There's a lot going on that we don't know.
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
But
I'd love to apply for the job because I'm really good at doing nothing, as you all know.
But they've also removed the wax figures from Madame Tussauds Wax Museum house.
Really?
So they're to another corner now.
I hereby order those wax figures to be turned into candles. And please scent them like turds. So when they burn, they smell like crap.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. But anyway, so they said the queen is like an uproar. Prince Charles uproar. Also, brother. The brother is like, Jeff, he's like livid. They said that they were like, what the hell? You know,
can you imagine,
that they had to find that out.
Can you imagine like what they went through just thinking, wow, okay, we have to tell the royal family that we don't want to be part of them anymore.
Yeah, but...
That's like divorcing your family, right?
But, Jeff, you know what they're saying also, though, that he's whipped. Wow. Like you said yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He is really whipped.
Oh, yeah.
He's got no backbone.
Really? I'm telling you.
I don't know. I just don't...
Yeah.
I can't say for that. I don't know. But, you know... But
wow.
Now someone's already offered them a job. They already have a job offer.
Really? What, doing nothing?
Andy Cohen has offered Megan a job on Real Housewives.
Oh, no. She's not going to do that.
No, of course not.
Andy Cohen.
But, Jeff, they're also saying that if they're going to be offered a lot of jobs, you know, like, you know, making speeches everywhere, Prince Harry, a lot of foundations. But they're also going
to
say...
I'd like to make a speech about what I do for a living. I do absolutely nothing.
But,
so
Jeff,
let me tell you what it's like to do nothing.
They're going to be ripped because they're going to be making money off who they were.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the whole point. You know. Because nobody would care otherwise.
No.
What happened to my song?
They're going to make money anyway. I want to get Wabeen's take on this. Could you get Wabeen?
You think I said bad things?
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe he's for them. I don't know.
No, he's not.
Who knows? You don't know that.
Wabeen is for the royal couple?
I don't know, but you know,
if Wabeen is for the royal couple, I'll give you, I'll buy you a new diamond ring.
Ooh, hey Jeff. So they said, oh, guess who spoke out finally today?
Archie.
No.
I want to tell you, parents are crazy.
Someone made a stupid statement. Okay, they're like, Archie will be disappointed someday. I'm like, are you kidding me?
He might be. Imagine he looks and says, holy shit, I could have been royal.
But you know what? So if this happens, that means they're out of line for the succession of the throne.
Oh, they're out of line anyhow.
He's like 12th and 13th.
We'd never make it anyhow.
Yeah, but Jeff, anyway, so they said that he... But so, let's just say, so they're the senior royals, Jeff.
Right.
So if they drop out of senior royals, guess who will step up to the front line?
The other two.
No, the cousins. You know, Prince Andrew's daughters.
Don't even know who they are.
Prince Beatrice.
I just feel like I'm losing.
Princess Beatrice.
I feel like we're losing listeners right now. I don't know why. I just
because
like,
it's what's trending right now.
But it's not. I don't think people care.
I want to see Wabeen's ticket. Okay,
I really don't think people will move
on after this
because I just don't think people care about it.
Okay,
Most Americans really.
I
want to
see his take on it.
Okay,
didn't I tell you to call him a while ago?
No, I'm hold on. Just calm down. Call him right now. We'll FaceTime audio so it sounds better.
Hey, Wabeen, it's Carolina and Jeff. We're on the podcast.
How you doing?
No shit. I really thought it was a bill collector calling.
Oh, good. FaceTime audio sounds good.
We get
the real Wabeen.
Wabeen, I have to ask you, do you care about the royals?
Do you care about that?
I really give a shit about the royals or about fucking kids. I really don't. You know, it's honestly, I give a fuck about nothing. You know, this is a fucker, a redheaded fucker that makes $28 million a year off the fucking dumb British people paying off their taxes.
They pay it. They pay for it.
Of course.
They do. They said that they also pay for
the... $4 million for that shitty wedding.
They get health care, but they pay for the royals to live that way.
But Wabeen, can I ask you, what do you think of Meghan Markle now? What do you think of her?
Oh, she's just a dumb...
No,
I can't say that?
No, you can't say that. No, but what do you think...
I might have to use the beep for the first time ever.
Do you think that... You think she was the reason for this whole mix?
Listen, it's always been the reason. I mean, remember King Edward. King Edward gave up the throne.
That's true, yeah,
Over an American ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is the same thing this kid's doing. This kid's giving up royalty because his wife is nagging the shit out of him. Listen, we can make more money. We have the old lady. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's a Carolina constantly in your ear. So
yeah.
You just say, listen, I'll give up the fucking shit. Listen, forget that shit.
Just shut up. Exactly.
Yeah, just, you know, forget it. Listen, old lady, I'm not doing this shit. My wife keeps nagging the shit out of me.
Right.
I'm not doing this thing.
I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
But Wabeen, don't you think the queen had a lot to do with this? But a example, look, they said that the day that queen gave her speech, you know how she's always had the photos, the family photographs of her while she's giving a speech? But this year, she didn't have a photo of Harry and Meghan.
No, because first of all, the fuckers are in Canada, so how the fuck are they going to be the preacher?
Hello, I like this Niagara Falls quite a bit. Very interesting. Water going over a cliff. God, I love this.
They're saying that he's pissed off over the picture that she took with Prince Charles and the other fucker. I don't know.
So yeah, there's a photo that's been trending everywhere,
and the little prick also.
It's Prince, because they're in line for the throne. Yeah. It's Charles, William, and his son. I think his name. What's his name again? Anyway, so it's the little baby, the three of them with the queen, because that's the succession of the throne. Who gets the throne next?
So what happened?
They said that Harry is not there at all.
Oh, he's not in the picture. Yeah.
He's not in the photo.
Because the fucking guy is like the 25th in line. Like, you listen, that old lady's like about 300 years old. Charles will never see the throne.
Yeah.
Lady's, she's going to outlive every fucking... I don't know.
Prince George.
How old is he?
Prince George is 2 years... What is he, 3 years old?
Is he in line... He's in line before them?
Before Harry, yeah.
Yeah, he's in line before Harry. And so imagine that.
Well, Bean, you know more about this...
is beating the shit out of you on the throne.
Well, Bean knows more about this crap than I do. Wow.
I gotta study this crap, so... You know, so there you have these three mummies and the little kid in this picture. And then, you know, Harry's over there in Canada fucking, you know, with Trudeau, and he looks at this shit. He's like, yo, what's the point?
I like this Canada. Weed is legal here. Give me another bong hit, Megan. Sure, a bong hit, please.
Did you also see that they took away, the queen had... the Madame Tussauds wax museum take away the two wax figures of Harry and Meghan?
No, she didn't have it taken away. It was some asshole at the Madame Tussauds.
No, but I heard she also, there was also rumors that she had something to do with it also.
Yeah. I know.
They pushed him all the way to the other side of the museum.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that this old lady has fucking time to call somebody at Madame Tussauds, take the shit away.
Take them away and melt them into table candles. No, they're candles.
Listen, we're talking about the royals. I would recommend everybody to see The Crown on Netflix.
I heard
it's
good.
Very good.
Oh, it is?
It's very good. Really? It's very good.
What's
it's
it about? Very good. Is it about the royal family?
It's about Queen Elizabeth. It's called The Crown, Carolina. What the fuck you think it's called about?
Tranquilo. Carolina, I'm asking.
She's going to tell you right away that all she watches is children's shows because. But we've been watching some adult stuff lately. We've had time. But yeah,
Crown. I'm going to watch that today. I'm going to watch it then. Yeah.
It's a series, though, right? The Crown?
Yeah, The Crown is a series. I think it's got three seasons. And it's very good. I admire the old lady. Don't get me wrong. Everything that she went through and how she had to take the crown as a young girl. But the thing is, you know, poor Prince Charles, I don't know when the hell he's going to take the crown.
Never.
Is he allowed to take it because he married Camilla, remember?
Yeah, he's allowed to take it because she softened up the blood. Which, by the way, what a bad taste in women that fucking guy has.
Diana was pretty.
Princess Diana was pretty, though.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah, but you go from banging Princess Diana to banging that sack of crap. My God.
But Bean, I've already told my son there's two rules.
Oh, stop.
What?
Don't even say that. No.
Besides the point that you've already taken that kid's man card by feeding him vegan shit, you know?
I told him no fat chicks and no dogs.
Oh, my God. Well, being, I was fat when Jeff married me, so there you go. So
she
stop.
Knows I'm only kidding.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you were fat?
I was fat. I was chubby. Well, but you went to my wedding, right?
No, he wasn't.
I didn't know you at that
really?
Time.
Really?
Did
not
know us, Carolina. Oh, okay. We had all the other royalty, all the other Hispanic royalty there, except for Bean.
Yeah, I wasn't part of the royal family at that time.
No, wow.
Anyway, Wibby, thank you so much for coming on. I wanted to get your comments on the royal family.
Me on a fucking roll, and now you're cutting me off.
Well, if you want to talk about other stuff, you know.
Tell us. What else is trending right now?
You guys already spoke about Iran and they knocked down the plane.
By the way, we don't know about the plane.
How shitty is the guy that throws the missiles for Iran? That guy's got zero fucking target practice.
Yeah, he's drunk,
he
maybe.
He missed everything.
They're claiming they might have missed on purpose. They might have been mismanufactured. No, who knows?
You don't send out 13 missiles and you miss all 13. He's just a bad shot.
Wibbin,
aren't you scared that this could lead us into a war?
Nah.
This ain't going nowhere.
You don't think so?
I said it in El Barcelon de la Mañana and every idiot that puts out a World War III meme shit on Instagram, I feel like grabbing them and smacking them. Nothing's going to happen, guys. Nothing.
I think he's right. You're right.
Hey, listen, guys. I mean, I don't know if Jeff agrees with me, but it's all about money. It's all about money. At the end of the day, as tough as Trump wants to be, they'll end up sending a plane full of money to Iran, and they'll take care of everything, and everything will be fine.
They'll rebuild Iran. Bullshit. They'll rebuild it, right? I don't know.
We picked on Obama for giving him money, but apparently that was money we owed them. The whole thing confuses me, and sometimes it just bores the crap out of me. I think, look, the people that hate Trump are going to hate Trump no matter what he does.
But you know what? They had Vice President Pence all over this morning. He looks like he does not know what the hell he's talking about.
Neither does Trump, though.
No, but
the thing is that Vice President Pence, he's always got the look like somebody farted next to him.
Yeah,
he's
a weird guy.
That guy is weird. Hey, have you seen his wife too?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like when she goes to the salon, I guess they put like a. You ever seen those salad bowls over her head and they just cut around it?
Oh, stop.
She looks like the Quaker old guy.
Like a lawnmower.
I haven't seen a phone. I can't comment. Did you make a New Year's resolution this year?
Oh, yeah. Did you?
I told you last time when you asked me this shit, I don't make no fucking resolution. It's the same shit every year.
Yeah, so they're saying that a Market Watch survey says that after 2 weeks, people actually just give up on the resolutions. But you know what? I didn't know this. It actually takes 60 days to actually change a habit. Like, for example, if you're an alcoholic and you want to give up drinking, it'll take 60 days for you to break that bad habit.
Well, some people never give up a bad habit. By the way, I went to the gym today. The place was packed.
Yeah, they're still packed.
Oh, my God.
The other day. Yeah.
It's only 10 days in.
I was just going to tell you that I went by the gym, and the parking lot was packed. I was like, whoa. What's going on here? Aventura concert or something? No.
I need tickets, by the way, for Aventura with me, but before I forget. Jeff, what else is going on?
Why would she throw it to me suddenly? I have no idea what's going on.
What's going on, Wibby? You have anything going on?
I had a story. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jeff, if you have a story.
Oh,
no,
my God.
I had a story. Did you see this guy who bought a Pokemon card for $60,000 and it vanished in shipping? $60,000 for a Pokemon card.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually a guy that pays $60,000 for a Pokemon card is a fat guy that has way too much money.
Yeah.
And has won it on DraftKings.com.
He's never hung out with a hot chick.
No,
like
the last time he saw a vagina was when he came out of his mom's.
Exactly.
Hey, this just came out. They said that Harry and Meghan will be punished for defying the Queen.
Okay, of course
they
will.
This just came out right now, so.
I'm punishing that bitch. Enough of her. Jussie Smollett will never return to the hit show Empire.
Oh, really? Hello?
Done.
No, wait a minute. Isn't it like the last season or something that they were going to bring him on anyway?
Yeah, it's in its final season, but the Fox Network boss says, that's it. This guy is done. You know? He faked that whole story was fake,
I mean,
right?
How do you recuperate from that as your career? I mean, you're a liar.
Yeah,
you know?
and you're just branded. You're branded a liar. And, and
the whole story
was just shaky, right? You know?
Yeah, because the whole thing. Imagine when you lie to your wife, she holds that shit against you. Imagine Hollywood.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He lied to all of Hollywood. He lied to all of Chicago.
God.
They wanted to bill him, right? They're trying to bill him for police time, right?
Well, they're billing him. I mean, you know, what else? It's not like Chicago's, you know, putting prison... black people in jail, you know, for killing people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, a lot of shootings in Chicago.
Wibby, tell me something. Puerto Rico, are there foundations, legitimate ones that are donating money to help the Puerto Ricans right now? I mean, something going on? Anyone starting something?
Well, there's a lot of stars getting together to donate money. The thing is that the three biggest stars that were making the rounds when they wanted a new governor haven't appeared anywhere. Where's Ricky Martin? Where's Bad Bunny? Where's Rene from Calle 13? Nobody's saying, these guys, when they wanted a new governor, they were up in arms, waving a flag, and now that nobody's around to donate and to help for these people.
I'm surprised that Trump signed the emergency declaration so late and didn't even make the news because they hate him. So I don't know if it really made the news that he signed an emergency declaration for Puerto Rico because everything was Iran.
I saw it in the news and I mentioned it and people wanted to kill me. I mean, Jesus, right. The guy did something good. Right. He signed it right away here.
I know.
Get stuff going.
Yeah, but I don't know why people are like that. And Wabin, so if you know of anything, let us know, and we'll put it on our website and our Instagram. If there's any, because I know a lot of people were texting me where they can donate.
I missed a couple of years, and you guys already got a website.
I do have a website. Hey, listen, how about
we're getting a Facebook page, Facebook page, and we're going to go on YouTube too.
How about Australia?
Do you guys know Facebook is sold in 2000, right?
Yeah, the problem with Facebook is when you promote anything there and you don't pay them, nobody sees it.
Yeah,
you know?
Nobody's real. It's Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat's still a big thing.
No, I don't know. What's Snapchat? Oh, yeah, Snapchat. The thing with the little girls.
Rice Krispies, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Hey, guys, we're all over Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. If you want to call us, 516-637-3254. Again, if you want to email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Webin, what's your info? People want to know where you are.
Man, where are you?
At Webin on Instagram. That's the only thing I promote. And also my YouTube channel, The G-Spot. And you can listen to me from 6 to 11 on Mega 97.9 on El Vacilón de la Mañana.
Where's Natalia dancing?
Actually, you know what's funny? Natalia has salsa dance classes coming up later on today.
That's what I meant, Carolina. I didn't mean where she's dancing yet.
Oh, my God.
When is she going to be 18, though? That's what I want to know.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God. Where can I call her?
You're a dick. Jesus, you're worse than Harry and Meghan.
Jeff, you're over here.
She's six. Is she six, your daughter?
Yeah, she's seven.
Say hello from
she's
Uncle Jeff.
She's a baby.
At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
516-637-3254 if you want to get in touch with us, all right?
All right, guys, we're out of here. Love you. Love you, Jake.
By the way, I want to make one thing clear. I said that the guy that sent out the missiles to the Iranian guy, he hit a plane. So it was pretty good.
You think he hit the airplane? That's probably what happened, right?
It's already confirmed.
It was a heat-seeking missile that hit the plane.
Yeah, okay.
So they killed their own people.
They killed their own people.
Wow. Right, because that was an Iranian airplane, right?
Wow. No, that was a Ukrainian airplane.
Ukrainian airplane, but in Iran, right? It was flying out of
Iran. In Iran, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's messed up.
All right, guys. We're out of here.
Thanks
for ending
the show on a high note. Love you.
All right, man. You got it.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production. I don't know why I said here. Here.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.